Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
What freaky thing in your house would scare someone, Wicket? Someone walks into the West Des Moines Jesus's West Des Moines Casa and just screams at what?
I mean, the obvious answer is three kids all basically the same age going wild. It's one of those things, like, what would you walk in and be like, and then later you would tell your friend or your significant other or whatever, oh my God, you'll never believe what Heather had at her house. Or, oh my God, Wicket's kids are just ridiculous. They're horrible. Like, what would be that one thing? This comes from a woman in Kansas City who said, I had a new babysitting girl. She's a college girl. Showing her around the house. She was curious to see the finished basement, and so I took her down there. And it's my husband's man room, which is a showcase of his hunting trophies and military memorabilia. She literally asked if the heads on the wall were alive before ending up on the wall. And this woman said, yes. I turned them into delicious stews and fajitas. That freaked the girl out.
Oh.
Then it got into the conversation about bullet boxes, and she got scared. There were bullets everywhere, and there was a deer skull and knife collections she had to explain. The woman goes on to say, I'm pretty sure she'll never babysit for us. Now, to somebody who grew up in the country or rural area, that's pretty commonplace. And even if you didn't and you spent time in the suburbs, but you have an appreciation for hunting or whatever, like my neighbor Shane's, he just killed a turkey last week, and he's got the fan of the tail drying out. It takes a long time for that to dry out, and he's going to hang it up in his basement. Now, if you saw a turkey tail fanned out on the wall, that might freak you out.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, that would make them, like if you see a deer head in your friend's basement, that might, if you're not from the hunting world or you've never been around deer heads, that might freak you out. So what is that one thing in your house? Everybody's got something, and it doesn't necessarily have to be it doesn't have to be whips and chains, but I know that's where your head's going to go, Heather.
No joke, I'm going to show this to you. It's right here, way down the list.
What is that?
This is my TikTok.
Oh, God.
I literally have a video from TikTok that I made probably 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
entitled Things Around My House That Are Weird. I'm going to show it to you.
Do I want to watch this?
I don't think it's inappropriate.
Okay.
I think
I like
things
this.
On it would be considered artistic.
This would be like the third TikTok video I've ever watched in my life.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So what
I've been told by HR specifically that if it's show related, it doesn't apply to the harassment video we had to watch.
So what in your house, if somebody's walking through, would freak somebody out? And if you want to be like, well, if they open this drawer or they went in this closet, 515-244-1033. Call or text up on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads at Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Question up on Facebook. What in your house would freak someone out? Laser, who's this?
Morning, y'all.
Hey, Billy. What would freak somebody out if they're walking through your house and they saw it?
Probably all my swords.
Swords? Oh. How many swords do you own?
Just swords. I have about 35.
That's a lot of swords.
Now, on what date do you show the woman your swords? Because that's not necessarily a first date kind of thing.
Whenever she wants to see him, I'll...
It's really weird if you say, hey, honey, you want to see my sword? Like, that's a different question.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're exchanging messages with a woman, hillbilly, and it's like, what's up? And she's like, what's up? And you want to see my swords? I mean, when does it come into the conversation? When do people that you know find out about the swords? Because we've known you for, what, 2 years now?
Never heard about swords
never,
till now.
First time.
So this is not our first date.
Right. I guess it's in 2 years.
All right. So are they samurai swords, machetes, military swords? Like, what do we got here?
A little of all. I have, like...
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, I got 15 of them that are actually samurai swords. Two sets, well, that's a set, so 15 sets. So that's where I get some, you know.
Okay. All right, do you go around and collect? Do you go to shows and things like that?
Yeah, like when I'm in Des Moines or something, if one catches my eye, I buy it.
All right.
If something catches your eye, how can you not?
Famous Des Moines sword shows. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, there's like, I got spears and spikes and, you know, the old medieval stuff. It's just kind of cool.
Dude, Hillbilly, you rock, man. Appreciate you getting in.
All right. Draft day, baby.
Draft day.
Detroit!
Hey, listen for Hike Check coming up at 6:30. Heather and Lee break down the draft like nobody else.
Yeah, that's true.
I was going to ask you if that's coming back. Oh. I'm glad it is. See? I can't wait to hear
people
the girl.
People want the Hike Check, Heather.
Oh, I know. I know. I know we give them
people.
Have
a good one.
Later. Laser, who's this?
Laser, good morning. This is Lance in Des Moines.
Lance, what would freak people out when they walk in your house?
Always does. My Rottweilers.
Oh, they're so cute and cuddly.
Yeah, but we know Rottweilers. We think of Rottweilers.
Well, they do have a big oof, oof, bark.
As aggressive dogs. Like, it would freak me out, too. How many you got, Lance?
Just the two.
Okay, so the pair of Rottweilers greeting you at the door, and all I can picture is, like, old rap videos of, like, dogs chasing me, and I'd be terrified.
If you don't have a Rottie, it's not a potty.
What?
True that, but she's not a little puppy anymore, Heather. She's about 100 pounds.
No, jeez. I know. I love a Rottweiler. When I was a kid, we used to have a neighbor with a Rottweiler, and when I would get ready for school in the morning, we used to come outside, and the Rottweiler would be laying on the hood of my dad's Chevy Cavalier, and there was this big dent on the hood of his Chevy Cavalier, and we'd have to get this dog off the car before we could go to school. It was amazing.
Yeah, they're pretty good dogs.
Lance, thanks for getting in, man.
You know that you have a good conversation going when someone from the building is talking on the Facebook page. Tawny!
Yes!
Tawny from the Taylor Swift station.
What in your house would freak someone out?
So I'm a big Halloween person.
You and Heather.
And yeah. I used to do hair, right? So I have a lot of creepy dolls I've picked up at garage sales. But I also have about 40 what one might call severed heads.
Are they on display?
Right now, they are in garbage bags in my front yard because I've been doing some cleaning. The heads are.
Even creepier,
wait,
maybe.
You left them in your front yard?
Yes, I've actually had people buy them from me. Come up to my house when they're on display for Halloween and ask if they can buy one or two. Which, one time it was for target practice, which sort of made me uncomfortable. But
hey,
whatever.
Money, though.
He was from Missouri. I didn't ask questions.
Like we've always said, 20 bucks is 20 bucks. All right? So we get that. Do you have the heads on display other than at Halloween, or are they just Halloween?
I used to, and then I got a message from my landlord that said it was probably time to take them down for a little bit.
The landlord?
Because I had them up at Christmas with Santa hats on them, because I have flower boxes on the railing of my front
naturally,
porch.
Naturally, yeah.
And I was just going with the theme, but apparently some people find that offensive. Whatever.
Thank you very much, Tawny.
You're welcome.
You. Your heads and dolls era.
What I'm known for.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's the Eras Tour.
It's right. It's in Dolls era.
515-244-1033. Question also up on Facebook at Laser1033. What in your house would freak somebody out?
Dale has a mountain lion as a pet. A stuffed mountain lion. Dale has a stuffed mountain lion that greets you at the door.
Is it a taxidermied mountain lion?
I believe so. So let's say you have a mountain lion, and it's stuffed, and you open the door, and you're like, hey, come on in, and then there's a beast, and you don't know if it's real or not.
Well, I mean, I don't think you assume it's real.
I don't know. Apparently, baby mountain lions apparently aren't bad, right? They can be nice and cuddly. But if I walked in and saw a mountain lion, I would be freaked out for sure.
Okay, I would be more freaked out by Kayla's answer.
What's Kayla's
on Facebook.
Answer?
We have 99 VHS copies of Twister on a shelf and a life-size cardboard cutout of Bill Paxton.
Wait, read that again. Listen close.
Kayla, we have 99 VHS copies of Twister on a shelf. And a life-sized cardboard cutout of Bill Paxton. What is your house, Jay's CD and Hobby? I mean, where else are you going to find anything like that?
What? Why do you? I want Kayla to call because I can do a two-hour podcast asking her questions.
And I want to know if this is a kink or a fetish because it's like a lot.
Does one of you play the role of Bill Paxton? He's dead, right?
Well, that's why they have the cardboard cutout, so no one has to be Bill Paxton. Bill Paxton is already
there. He's there. He's so it's like, it's Bill Paxton voyeur? Is that what it is?
What's weird in your house? 515-244-1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. Question up on Facebook. What weird thing in your house would freak somebody out?
Somebody said their mess. The struggle is real for the teacher until summer gets here. Yeah. My wet specimen collection. I don't really know what that means.
Is that like brains in jars?
That's what Emily writes.
Okay, Emily.
I don't know what that means.
We're going to need more on that. 515-244-1033. What weird thing in your house would freak somebody out?
Laser, who's this?
This is Lucy from Marshalltown.
All right, Lucy. What in your house would freak someone out?
We have 34 tarantulas in our living room.
34 what?
Tarantulas!
Okay. Well, this is how, remember Wicket, when we had the survey of the most popular pets in America, and you said, hey, Heather, guess the top five. And I'm like, tarantula. And you're like, yes, it's number five. It's number five because Lucy over here is skewing the odds with 34.
Why? Okay, Lucy, why do you have 34 tarantulas?
Because they're interesting. We don't handle them.
Okay.
I have a challenge for you, Lucy. You don't even have time to think. Name all of their names. Go.
34 of them?
Yes! I can barely remember.
We have Fluffy, and we have Silver Fox, Black Betty, and...
That's three.
That's three. 31 left. Trust me, this is hard when you have three kids, much less 34 tarantulas.
Sonny and Sonny Jr.
Right.
Jared doesn't name his, so not all of them have names.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, that's a little weird.
Wait a minute. You guys have your tarantulas and his tarantulas?
Well, there's some that I wanted and there's some that he wanted, so.
Okay, next
like
question.
It's like his and hers closets, Wicket.
Right. Okay. It's like a Jack and Jill bathroom.
Yeah,
got
well, you've
it.
Got two sinks, yeah.
So, at what point, wouldn't 12 tarantulas be enough? Or like 7? Like, how do you, why do you keep...
Go big or go home.
Why do you keep buying more tarantulas or acquiring them? I don't know if you buy them. Maybe you have a tarantula dealer. I don't know.
No, we buy them. We go to like the expo in Des Moines mostly.
What's your husband's name?
Jared.
All right, so did you and Jared meet on tarantulalove.com?
Oh my God.
No, actually, we met on eHarmony.
Okay.
See, there you go. Yeah.
They do ask you a lot of important questions, and it does lead to marriages, apparently.
Is that in your bio? Like, hot brunette, live in Marshalltown, tarantula lover?
Actually, I didn't like him before I was with him.
Heather?
So he originally got them because his ex-wife said that he couldn't. So when they were going to get a divorce, he bought them before she moved out of the house.
So they're revenge spiders.
Oh, my God.
They're revenge spiders.
This is getting better and better. So he wanted them. His ex said no. He got them anyway. Met you. You didn't like them. Now you fell in love with tarantulas because he liked them. And now you have 34 of them.
Yeah.
Are they in a cage? Are they in an aquarium?
They're all separate and we get spider enclosures.
Wait, so are they all in their own enclosure? Like 34 different enclosures?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that would be even creepier, I think, to walk in your house. Because, like, one big aquarium that's a wall, you know, like, 3 feet high and a wall, and they're all living, like, in a cohabitating, that's one thing. But they're all in their own jail cells?
Fluffy is one of our bigger ones, and they're in, like, a bigger enclosure on one of our kitchen counters off to the side.
Is Fluffy the king? Is Fluffy Fluff Daddy?
Fluffy was actually a rescue.
A what?
A guy rescued the spider and a snake from some house that got raided, and the guy that had it was terrified of spiders, and so he said, if you want it, come get it.
Okay, so I know people who've gone, there's a place in downtown Des Moines where you can go hold rescued spiders and snakes and things like that, but you took one in!
And I went to Nevada and picked one up, too, to a lady that didn't want hers anymore.
I didn't think we did this with tarantulas, but I learned something new every damn day on this show.
I just can't get over the fact that his ex-wife was like, tarantulas, deal breaker, and you're over here like, red flag, I'm a bull! And you're just running towards this man. I love that for you guys.
She actually said, you have to choose spiders or me. And he chose spiders. That woman must have been horrible.
Well, eight legs, Wicket.
Lucy, you are amazing. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Where the hell is Heather?
They're smoking the devil's lettuce.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Laser, who's this?
What's up, guys? It's Kayla.
Kayla!
Kayla, wait
from
a minute.
Twister?
Is this Twister?
From Twister.
Twister, Kayla. Question on the table is, what in your house would freak someone out? And Kayla's answer on Facebook, 99 VHS copies of Twister at a life-size cardboard cutout of Bill Paxton.
That's right.
Explain.
Why?
It started as an inside joke with my husband and I. We'd be watching a movie, and the next morning we'd say, did you remember to rewind Twister? And then I'd say, no, it was your turn. And we'd have this big fake fight. And then it just evolved into, I bought a copy of Twister on VHS, and it ended up being 99 copies of Twister on the wall. And we joke about that. And
This is the most romantic love story I have ever heard.
Kayla, I love that you and your... Is it your husband?
Yeah.
I love that you and your husband are Twister dorks. I love that. It is cute. But why night? So you're not going to get to 100.
99 copies of Twister on the wall. 99 copies of Twister. Take one down, Bill Paxton around.
Where did the Bill Paxton cardboard cutout come from?
So everyone knows our obsession with Twister. His sister was going to send him a present and told him this. He messaged her and said, if it's not a life-size cardboard cutout of Bill Paxton, I don't want it. Well, a week later, we get a suspicious package in the mail, and it is a life-size cardboard cutout of Bill Paxton.
What?
So now he lives in our living room. Oh,
your family sounds fun. Like sitcom-level fun.
You guys are great. You are fantastic. Did you ever think to get it on DVD or to watch it on Netflix?
Oh, we have it on Prime. We watch it every night.
But
we just have the VHSs sitting on the shelf.
So you do watch Twister every day, almost.
Every single night.
Is it...
What about the
like
movie?
Like foreplay?
No.
What about the movie makes you watch it every night? Like, I love Marvel movies, but I couldn't watch Avengers Endgame every night.
I don't know. It's just been such an inside joke that we stuck with it, and we're fanatics.
When's the last time you didn't watch Twister?
Oh, that's a great question.
Like 6 months, six like, years?
When did the power go out, Wicket? What, you know?
No, they pulled it up on their phone.
Oh.
We've been together about 2 years, so probably about 2 years.
You have watched the same movie every night for 2 years?
That's what marriage is, Wicked.
2 years.
Oh, my gosh, Kayla. I love it. We love this answer.
And we love you. And we love your husband. Do you guys have kids?
Yeah.
Do they like Twister, too, or do they think Twister is this weird old people thing?
He's 4, so he hasn't watched it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got to wait. Yeah. You got to wait to show him a 30-year-old movie.
He's not ready for it.
No, he's not.
He's not quite there. What was the name? It's called... what is the name of the machine? It had a name. What is the name of the thing that holds the little balls?
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Did you name your kid Dorothy or Bill Paxton?
No, he didn't.
Don't be weird, Wicket.
Oh, now I'm getting weird.
Thank you for calling, Kayla.
Kayla, you're great.
Absolutely.
See you later.
Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. What in your house might freak someone out?
Laser, who's this?
Trisha in Des Moines.
Trisha, what in your house would freak somebody out?
Used to have, and he passed away, I had a 5-foot red iguana. Everybody thought he was going to eat them.
Like,
he's a vegetarian.
Do you keep a 5-foot, that's as tall as Susie, all right?
Right.
So
yeah.
Where does it just roam the house? Does it sleep on the couch? Does it have its own room?
He was in a display case.
Okay.
With the big sliding glass doors.
When you say in its own case with a sliding glass door, are we talking like a 3-foot high cage or like one I see at the zoo where it's like a real size sliding glass door?
The case itself was probably 6 foot tall, maybe 4 foot wide.
Oh my God. And this was in your living room?
Yeah.
What do you do with a 5-foot iguana?
I mean,
eat it and pet it and...
Like, does it sit next to you and watch TV and, like, do you take it for a walk?
Yeah.
Think about if we took Susie and laid her down on the ground, put a leash on her, and turned her into an iguana.
Oh, Susie's not even 5 feet tall.
I know, but that's what we got around here. What did people say, like, when you brought strangers in?
What was his name?
His name was Sammy. He was red. We named him after Sammy Hagar.
Oh, of course. What a great name for your 5-foot-tall iguana.
Sammy for Hagar.
You got to make him his own soundtrack.
You walk in, and there's an iguana named Sammy.
Sammy's not with us anymore, Sammy the 5-foot iguana, but this one is going out to him. Five feet tall, Sammy.
What do you do when it dies? Like, I wish we still had Trisha on the line. Like, what do you do when an iguana dies? Do you bury the iguana? Do you just throw it out? Do you flush it down the toilet?
Don't be rude, Wicket.
What do you do with a five? Do you cook it up?
I mean, I think that you could have a tasteful burial or cremation like you would with any lost loved one.
Can you love an iguana?
Yes.
What do you do?
People love plastic blow-up dolls. You can definitely love an iguana.
Now, that also would freak somebody out if you walked in and saw that hanging out there.
Well, I mean, I've got the mannequin legs in my house.
That's creepy. If I walk in and there's a mannequin in your house?
Talking about things in your house that would freak people out. Now, the story of my mannequin legs is not weird. It makes complete sense.
Does it? You've told this story before, but if you have not heard...
So I was shopping, you know, I was antique shopping, as I do.
Right.
You know, you go down, you go to these flea market type things, and I found these mannequin legs, and I was like, ooh, these would be great to hang from the ceiling of my loft, because I have this really high ceiling, and you wouldn't notice it at first, because, you know, the ceiling is, you know, whatever, 40 feet high. So you'd walk in, and then when you look up, it looks like half of a body is, like, hanging down from the ceiling.
Sure.
But you wouldn't notice it. It's not obtrusive, right? So I bought them and I put them in the trunk of my car for later.
Right.
As
right.
I do.
Yes.
I'm not ready to hang these. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. So for several months.
How much did the mannequin legs cost
you? $8.
Okay. All right.
So for several months, I'm driving around with these mannequin legs in the trunk of my car. And as we do, I was working at a radio station and an artist showed up at the station to do some signings, some interviews, you know, some stuff with the staff.
Some promo, yeah.
Yeah. So the artist is Andrew McMahon. And
from the band?
Jack's Mannequin. So we're doing the interview. We're sitting there doing the interview. And I was like, hold on, Andrew. Would you be willing to sign some mannequin legs? I just happened to have them in the trunk of my car. And everyone thought that I was some sort of rabid Andrew McMahon fan.
Huge Jack's mannequin fan?
I wasn't. I like him. I think he's great. Very talented. Regular level of fandom. Not buy mannequin legs for the purpose of having him sign them fan. It just occurred to me in the moment that I happen to have these. So now, not only do I have mannequin legs, but they're signed
by a guy from Jack's Mannequin. That's pretty good. So, that's not bad. That would be weird, though, if I walked in and there's mannequin legs hanging from your ceiling.
And they're autographed. It's like, is this a replica of a real human who autographed them? You know,
are those Andrew's legs hanging from?
No,
don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, come on.
All right, so what in your house would freak someone out? 515-244-1033. Call or text 515-244-1033. And you can also hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, it's Peppers.
Peppers, what would freak somebody out if they walked in your house?
My wife, she collects gnomes.
Gnomes, okay.
Yeah. So, like, our whole living room is like full of gnomes.
I know a lot of people that do that.
Awkward to walk into and see those little things staring back at you with the pointy hats.
Well, the problem too, I mean, Wicket, your wife collects unicorns.
Yeah.
And then people just start giving them to you.
Yeah, but
so you can't escape them. So I'm sure Peppers, your wife, not only does she get her own gnomes, but people start gifting her gnomes. And then it's just like, gremlins, gnomes upon gnomes, just multiplying.
Before me and her got together, I had a couple pet tarantulas.
Yeah.
A couple is okay. We spoke earlier with Lucy, who has 34.
34 tarantulas. Can you top that?
Nope.
Nope. Good. Good for you, calling. Peppers. Thanks for calling, bro.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Laser, who's this?
Valley Alex.
What weird thing would someone find in your house that would freak them out?
Okay, so I feel like, as I've called in, I've been very vocal about my love of Slaughter to Prevail and any masked band, really. But I decided to spend money on the mask for this band. And
your favorite band is Slaughter to Prevail?
Yeah, I've been with them since the original LP.
It's like you're new, Wicked.
The Russian death metal band that's opening for, what, are they opening for Five Finger and Manson?
Yeah.
Your favorite band, Valley Alex, a senior at Valley High School in West Des Moines. Your favorite band ever is Slaughter to Prevail. I love that. I'll bet you there are less than 9 people at Valley High School, the biggest school in the state. I bet there are less than 9 people who know Slaughter to Prevail.
I'm sure.
That is incredible.
I think there are more than 9.
There might be 11, but that's it. It's all of Alex's friends that come over to his house and they're weirded out by his masks. All right, so go ahead, Alex.
I decided to spend money to get the mask. Well, one of the masks. They sell a lot of colors. The sheer, like, velvet red one. So it has some shine to it. But it is enormous. It's huge. It is very off-putting if when I have it hanging on the wall.
I was going to say, Wicked, it's like you've never even been to Alex's Instagram.
I have not been to Alex's Instagram. I've only met Alex. He works at...
It's the only post I have.
You only have one?
It's the only post that I have is me in that mask.
That's even creepier, brother!
It's from Halloween. I've just never made other posts.
Wait a minute. The kids don't even use the gram anymore, Heather.
I mean, Alex is an adult now. He turned 18.
He's a high school senior. He's going to Northern coming up.
Alex, are you an adult or are you the kids?
I'm an adult.
Thank you.
But he's the youth of, like, the next generation, Alpha.
Don't lump me in with the people that ate Tide Pods. Please don't.
Are you Generation Alpha? Is that what you are?
No. We're Gen Z.
You're still Gen Z. All right, yeah, y'all ate Tide Pods, too. Don't worry. You guys were snacking on those at the early age. All right. Well, Alex, that one would scare people, for sure.
Yeah.
Appreciate you getting in, man.
Later.
Thank you. Alex likes Slaughter to Prevail, an anime, okay?
Lifelong Laser listener.
And he plays Scar in Lion King.
Yeah, yeah. And he works at Hy-Vee.
He's a dynamic human.
That's a well-rounded kid.
I mean, how can you deny lyrics like, look into my eyes and see them in your worth reflection, tearing all the templates invented in tranquility. Look into my eyes and see them in your worth reflection. Right? I mean, it's real poetry. I should be in charge of the whole world.
What's up, Carlisle?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.